tonight. Kate Delaney hanging out with you, broadcasting from Winter Haven, Florida, not too far from Orlando, not too far from Legoland, to kind of give you the GPS thing that's in, might be floating around your head, like, where's Winter Haven? Because a lot of people will think, Winter Haven, isn't that on the other coast? Nah. It's right there in the center, if you will. Not, like I said, not too far from Orlando and very, very close to Legoland. Hope you had a great time on your vacations, if you were able to take one, or at least you were able to kick back and hang out with your family. Coming up in 2013, we have some great things in store for you, including another trip to Washington to get the true skinny on now. What does this mean for us with healthcare? What's really happening? Why are premiums going up? What does it mean for pre-existing conditions? What does it mean for the supposed health exchanges that aren't being formed across the United States? What does it mean when in 2014 the individual mandate kicks in? That's what we're going to be talking about for a couple of days in D.C. at the end of the month. But before we get there, we're also going to do several Nail the Scores. We decided we had a such a good time doing Nail the Score during the regular season. We'll do Nail the Score throughout the playoffs, so keep that in the back of your minds. Wednesday into Thursday in the third hour, it's so much fun to do. We randomly have the game of the week that's posted. You pick who you think's going to win. Pick a team, pick a side, and then what you think the final score is going to be. And if you correctly guess the score, you get the bragging rights. You get to take the mantle away from Dave in Vermont, who won the first week out, the very beginning of our contest. He was the winner. It was very shocking for somebody to nail it so early on in the season anyway. At the top of the list, when we look at some of the things that are making news, it has to be, one of them has to be, what's happening with Hillary Clinton, because she's been hospitalized with a blood clot. She was admitted in New York. There was some kind of, remember she had that concussion thing that seemed a little fishy to some people because she disappeared. And then there was nothing about doctors or any of that. And now they're saying that she's got a blood clot stemming from the concussion. And this is while there still is kind of the tug of war over who's going to jump in for in that spot as Secretary of State and who will be approved, because she's giving up the reins of the job, as you all know. And what the story was is that Clinton supposedly fell and suffered a concussion while she was at home. She was by herself, and she recovered from a stomach virus that left her dehydrated, and now it's this whole thing with the blood clot. She canceled the December 20th testimony that she was supposed to be there before Congress over the Benghazi affair that killed, sadly, that killed Ambassador Chris Stevens and three other Americans, because we know the report that came out showed that there was massive gaps of leadership in two State Department bureaus. They were insufficient in giving any kind of security help to the ambassador, who was begging for it two different times, and nobody could explain how that all went down, what had happened there. So as she gets ready to step down, and there was a cloud of secrecy and a little controversy thrown in there, this comes out that, yeah, we here you go, boom, this is a blood clot, this is what happened, yep, she had a concussion, here it is, you know, if you want to question us about it. So that'll be an interesting story to follow along, because Clinton is somebody who keeps getting pushed, at least from the Democratic point of view, she keeps getting pushed to the forefront as the possible Democratic nominee next time around in 2016 for president. But the question becomes, and I've said this before, is would, you know, at almost 70, would the Democrats really push her forward in that way? And she says no, that she has no interest in it, and that she was planning to step down, you know, with this job. It was grueling, the travel schedule and all of that. She's the most traveled Secretary of State in history. She went to 112 countries while she was on that job. So maybe it was pure exhaustion is what happened there with Clinton. I think it's very, very doubtful that she comes back in any kind of a capacity, a political capacity anyway, other than if she were advising or some other role in the Democratic Party, perhaps if she wanted it when you're getting closer to who were the nominees and that kind of stuff for 2016, or she was asked about who she thought. I don't see her, you know, I don't see her at all being the person that they turn to. And, you know, what's interesting is that the pressure for her to testify about Benghazi is still there. Because if you watch any of the Sunday shows, the last Sunday shows, the last batch of them, Senator Lindsey Graham said that when he was on Fox, and also Senator John Kerry agreed that they need to know what Clinton had to say about what was happening there, because she hasn't testified about the deadly attack on September 11th, that she needs to. You know, pony up. She needs to be there. She needs to talk about what happened, because she was at the top of the list. I mean, the buck stops with her. So she was supposed to give the testimony, as I said, before the committees, but canceled after the whole thing that happened to her, supposedly with the fainting and all that kind of stuff. So she's supposed to return to work and officially resign from her post in the next couple of weeks. And you have some people saying, demanding that she testify, and you have other people saying, well, I know that she will testify, but in the meantime, we're still in limbo with all of that. And while that is swirling around, there's the job of the nomination of Senator Kerry after Susan Rice withdrew from the job. So it's much of the same circus that we've seen unfolding for the last probably month or so. In the meantime, the president was also interviewed on one of the Sunday shows, and he said his top priority, his absolute top priority now, like healthcare was last time around, is going to be gun control. He pledged to make gun control the number one thing for the second term. He's going to put his full weight behind any kind of legislation. He wants to get it done. He said in the first year he was on Meet the Press, and he said he won't be putting it off, that he's going to push and push and push and push. And this is as a result of the aftermath of the shootings where 20 first graders were killed in Newtown, Connecticut. And he said he's not going to prejudge any kind of recommendations, but he's skeptical about the only answer being to put armed guards in schools, because that's what the NRA came up with. You know, on this show we've talked about that having guards, and I think it's a good idea. I think the schools could easily come up with that money for a former cop or detective or whatever, and have somebody at the school, so you'd have somebody on the premises who would be armed, versus there have been suggestions about teachers at least have the guard. I don't think that's so far-fetched and so hard to do. We know that some schools already have that in place, and a lot of schools had that happen after Columbine, so it wouldn't be that unusual. Hang with us. Much more to come here on this version of America Tonight.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Tonight, if people don't call at 855-266-5283, is the fact that so many of you really formulate some terrific opinions, wait, and then send me a ton of email. I have a lot of people like Jake, who listens to us in Austin, Texas, who emails us constantly, promises he's going to call, but always has these lengthy emails. Dennis McMahon, our resident attorney in Vermont, sends really funny, clever, intelligent emails. Dave in Vermont throws in his 2 cents now and again. He always throws out a nail the score guess because he won nail the score. And there's a slew of you that send great emails. Whether you're telling me something I didn't know, bringing up a different angle of a story, outraged by something that's happened, or you have a critique of the show, I think it's all good. I even get recipes now and then. I threw out one time about pound cake, and I got an incredible recipe back. So I figure every now and again, when I don't know how to make something, I'll throw it out, and maybe somebody will have a great way to do it. I'm always looking for new recipes, by the way, to cook ribs on the grill. If you've got any great recipes for that, throw them out, definitely. So having set you up for what we're going to do next, what do you think we're going to do? We're going to head to the mail room and check the mail. I don't know if we have
the
mail.
I might still be on holiday break. I'm not sure.
I think he's breaking. We've got to pay these people on time. Or what are we going to do next year? We're going to have to find somebody else. We're going to find a new voice out there to be the voice of the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
There he goes. He's afraid to lose his gig. So better late than never, right? That's my philosophy. Better late than never. All right, let's go to this one from Joe in Vermont. Joe says, Kate, do you really think Hillary Clinton has a blood clot? Do you think she hit her head? Do you think she's trying to get out and weasel out of the Benghazi affair? I don't really have anything against Hillary Clinton. I just think it seems very fishy, to be honest. You think it seems fishy? Oh, I think the timing is not good. Whoops, I fell. It does sound bad. Do I think she's a blood clot? I think a hospital, for as much as, you know, people could be incentivized, let's say, to exaggerate things, I would have to believe that the hospital, no doctor worth his salt or any hospital administrator would say, oh yeah, she has a blood clot, and she doesn't. So the blood clot thing, I believe, is true. She looked terrible in the last couple of weeks, like death warmed over, to be honest, because you could tell she was physically exhausted. So I don't think that's so much of an exaggeration, but I think she has testified without a doubt. You know, it's your job. It's just like Petraeus. Petraeus wants to come back as the former head of the CIA. He wants to say what he knows. He's already gone behind closed doors and talked to the committee. Doesn't matter about what happened with the affairs, whatever his affair. He was the guy who was in charge. So you have to hear it from the people whose department it is, especially when you're talking about the loss of an ambassador and three other four people killed and a bunch of lame excuses and reasons and things that didn't make sense. Let's just hear it for once and for all from the top dog, and that is her, and she knows that. So I think she will testify, but the timing is curious. It is. You have to say that. I can't disagree with that. But I also do not believe that a doctor and a hospital would be complicit in saying that she has a blood clot when she doesn't, because you know what? It would be pretty easy to check that part out. You know, you could say you had a concussion. You could say there would be ways to kind of spin something like that, but even that would be kind of iffy. But not the blood clot thing. The blood clot thing, I just think it would be too tough. And if somebody busted the hospital for making up a story, that would be bad. That would be bad news for any New York hospital. Yeah, so I don't think so. She has to testify, though. That's the bottom line. All right, let's move on to that from Joe to this one from Bill, who's listening to us in the great state of New Mexico. Kate, I understand that you used to live in New Mexico. I think I heard you talk about it one time. My question is red or green? Explain to the listeners how great the food here is. I'm so excited for 2013. We do have a tradition, like many Texans do, of eating black-eyed peas. Yeah, people have superstitions and different traditions, and black-eyed peas now is a lot of people across the country actually eat black-eyed peas on New Year's Day. So did you have your black-eyed peas? As far as red or green, he's talking about chili. In New Mexico, that's what they have. They grow chilies, and they're red or they're green, and then you get the sauce, and it's hot, medium, or mild. I didn't realize I talked about New Mexico. I used to be a television anchor, reporter there at an NBC affiliate, and it was a lot of fun. The people are great, and it was a cool place to go and explore and be in the West and, you know, live in the desert for a year or two. Here's one from Shelby, who says, America tonight, America tonight, America tonight. Ooh, three times. When is the next nail the score? I'm so excited because three of my teams won, including the Vikings and the Redskins. But I'm also very excited about the Denver Broncos. I grew up in Denver, and people are loving on Peyton so much for Tim Tebow. What are Denver's chances in the playoffs? Well, that's a great question. Who was the best team heading into the playoffs? You got to ask yourself. I think there's a chance of a Cinderella team making it into the Super Bowl. What a story it would be if Peyton Manning did glide all the way through and got there after being dumped by the Colts. I'm not so sure. I think with the Redskins, they have some momentum. I think the teams that you brought up, the Vikings, have some momentum, but it depends on the matchups and how far they get out of the gate for the teams that don't get the bye and don't have home field advantage. I wouldn't count Denver out. You know, New England can always be tough, especially if they're not the top seed, which they're not. Sometimes that seems to do something to Belichick, and I don't know if it's not that he gets more motivated. Something seems to snap in him, and I know that sounds like an odd way to say that, but I wouldn't be stunned to see the Patriots make an appearance. Although I don't have anything against the Patriots, I would be bummed because I'd rather see somebody new get a shot at the Lombardi Trophy than the same old teams making their way back again. And some of those same old teams have been knocked out of the playoffs. Here's one from Razor. Razor says, Kate, did you hear about all the snow in the Midwest? It's really a bummer. I think you've talked about shoveling snow before, but I wonder if you've ever shoveled a foot or more of snow. Huh. Are you kidding? I went through two blizzards. One blizzard was, I want to say it was like 20, I have to look it up, but I want to say it was 2002, and it was every couple of hours I went out and was shoveling snow. It was the worst. Oh, your back kills you. But this was just for sidewalk stuff, so you can't, you know, how are you going to get that up? Snow blower? How are you getting the snow out of there so it doesn't pile up against the door? And the answer is you have to go out and just try to keep it off the, you just have to keep it off the walkways the best that you can. And so that's what I did. Every couple hours I just went out, and it was brutal. I guarantee it was probably a foot. Who knows? It seemed like 10 feet to me. It was that awful. And yes, I'm very aware of the snow. In New England, they just had a foot of snow dumped on them. In the Midwest, there was a ton of snow right around Christmas Day. There was a whiteout in so many areas. People had a hard time getting to their destination. People had a hard time being stuck in airports. It was nasty. So as much as you like a white Christmas, at what expense the white Christmas? And for some people, it was tough, because it's frustrating when you're running around the airport trying to find a flight out of Chicago or, the worst, all three airports in New York. But somehow it all worked out for a lot of people. Their luggage caught up with them, and they finally, you know, actually got there. If you ever want to send me anything, the way to do that is AmericaTonight.net. Click on Contact, and bada bing, you are in. Stay with us.
All right.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ally C. Why Ally C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ally C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ally C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ally C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ally C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ally C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ally C. For more information and to order Ally C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ally C today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. East and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove Minimal Wood Use Cooking Stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Of course, we're hanging out on Radio Row at the Radisson, and I'm here with Pete Silva. I'm going to read his title right. He's the Deputy Majority Leader in the New Hampshire House.
That's right.
Easy for me to say. You got to excuse me. I've had 10 cups of coffee already. All right, Pete, thanks for hanging out with us, finding our corner of the world. What's it been like in New Hampshire when everybody comes up? I mean, you're used to this, but for the rest of us who are up here, for the rest of us cowboys, it's a little bit different. Do you feel like there's a lot of excitement over this primary?
Yeah, this is my second term. So the first term, I was more worried about my own election than anything else. So I wasn't really involved in it. All the candidates weren't coming after to try to get you on their team because I wasn't elected yet. So this is a different experience, especially being in leadership this time. Get pretty much an offer from every candidate to come on their team. So it's really been pretty neat, actually.
All right, and you threw your endorsement to Rick Perry, the governor of Texas. Why'd you pick Perry?
Actually, I joke, but I kind of stalked him. I picked him before he even started. And my thing is, like most everybody, just want to see who can beat Barack Obama.
Yeah.
And I did a lot of research on him. And I think a lot that connected with Perry is my real job. We don't live off the $100 a year. My real job, I'm in medical sales. And a big thing that comes up is tort reform all the time, which he put in place in Texas, which I think we need everywhere. I also, being involved in the House, right to work is a huge issue for us.
We right.
failed this time, and we hope to pass it. Of course, he passed right to work.
Right.
And most recently now is I really love his stance on the cut Congress in half, send them back home, and let them live by the laws they created. That's what we do here in New Hampshire. It's a volunteer legislative body, and I just think I really love the way that works. I think if the federal government did, it would be better off.
If Perry, well, let's stick with Perry for a second. Do you feel like, because, you know, you're a New Hampshire guy, you're backing him up, and he was here in New Hampshire, and he was here for the debates, and he certainly has been on the ground, but then he skipped ahead to South Carolina. Do you think that was a smart move on his part? Do you think that affects him in the Granite State?
I'm not a professional pollster or a campaign person, but I don't think what I've seen, I'm impressed by the professionals, to be honest. And I think it's a unique cycle. You have four, basically, big primaries in 1 month. I think you have to be calculated in where you move your finances to. And unfortunately, this is a beauty contest. It's money, 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 money.
Right.
And not everyone has the $1 billion like Obama to spend. So I think that that's what he was doing with it. I know I was at the debate yesterday, and afterwards he had a brunch with some supporters and to see us off and everything, or see him off. And he said then he probably shouldn't have said how he said the night in Iowa. What he meant is just to go back home and decide where to focus their resources. And I guess like a game of Texas Hold'em, you have to decide if you're all in or not. So
if Perry doesn't get the nod, and it's Romney or whoever it is, Santorum or whoever it could be, the even money says, or more than the even money says Romney, do you still back that? Do you still back him up?
Anything's better than Obama.
Yeah.
So for me, it's. I had a constituent of mine. I stole this from him. He said early on, I was trying to get him to come with Perry. He was the Herman Cain at the time. He said, Pete, only three things matter to me in this next election and the candidate that I pick. The first thing is, can he beat Obama? The second thing is, can he beat Obama? And the third thing is, can he beat Obama? And I think that's where we're at with this. It's I really believe if he gets another term, we're in big trouble. Healthcare will be solidified.
Right. Do you feel like I was reading today in the local papers about what the voter turnout might be like. Are you anticipating a pretty big voter turnout?
You know, the thing is, when you're a political geek like me, you just hang around with political people so that everyone is excited about it. I don't know about that. I don't know if there's going to be a lot of excitement. I mean, all the people I hang around with, they're
going to vote.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you say my group, yeah, it'd be probably 100%. But I don't know. I don't think there's the excitement that...
Like there was for a two-party 2008.
Yeah. No question.
Because you have everybody.
That's
in.
Right.
And it's just... And what's that like? Is it just mayhem all around the state?
I would have enjoyed it more, like I said, if I wasn't... I didn't know what to expect. I live in a very Democratic area, and you know, as you know, there was all the momentum was that way, so I wasn't sure I was going to win. So I was concentrating on that, so I didn't pay a lot of attention to... I was kind of focused on my own thing, but, I mean, of course, they were everywhere.
Right.
But this time, being already in office and my position, they came to me, so it was different.
Yeah. Do you, what do you find, because you mentioned it, how much you get paid, basically it's not your real, it's your passion job, but you have a job to feed your family. What have, being involved in the local level, being involved in the state level, what have you found that's just been incredibly exciting to you getting in the political game personally?
Exciting or eye-opening?
How about eye-opening? There you go.
I kind of feed off what I was telling you about how Perry wants to cut Congress in half. We just went through a little political thing here in the state where, again, we don't get paid. And in most states, like let's take our border win, like Massachusetts. If you're a state representative, you get a salary, a car, all this stuff. But then if you get a position like mine, it's like an extra $25,000, $30,000 a year on top of your salary.
Right.
So when you are involved in that, there's a threat there from leadership that you could lose that. They can't fire you because you're an elected official, but they could take positions from you.
Sure.
So those games go on. I mean, everyone knows about it, but in New Hampshire, we don't have that. And I've seen things happen like that without even having the money involved. And the example I'll give you is we're doing redistricting this year. Every 10 years, you redistrict, and this is ours. So we have a plan in my city, Nashua, which is the second largest city in the state.
Mm-hmm.
There's a plan put together that would have sent one of the wards into another town. Well, this ward is mostly Democratic. So being in Nashua, I negotiated and helped get that back in. So now we're whole again. Every single Democrat that there is in Nashua is going to vote against the plan because the Democrats told them not to. So that's how crazy. So my point is this. If you take that for no money, two of them live in that ward. So that basically this other town is highly Republican. They'd be out of it. They'd be unelectable. If you add money to that, like they have in Washington, that scares me. And that's what's opened up my eye, that how the combination of power and money, that you need to do something with these lifetime politicians. It's just bad.
Would for you, and talking about that in Washington, it's interesting. Would you ever consider making a national run?
I don't think so.
No?
I say that maybe, you never say never, I guess, but I like what I'm doing with the state. It's kind of like playing golf, I think. You know, if I was a professional golfer, I probably wouldn't like it. I love playing golf, though.
Right.
So I think if I had to do that, that's my living, and the torments I would have. Because look, you can insider trade and you don't get caught. It's
right.
Not a penalty. So how do you avoid those temptations? I don't know. I don't know if I want to do
that'd
that.
That'd be tough. What's your handicap?
A 15. I like it, but I'm not that good at it.
15? Well, that's like me. I'm like an 18.
Yeah.
But I'm all right. I'm happy with 18 because I'm not getting out there that much. You know how that
that's
is.
We're
all juggling everything.
Exactly.
It'll be interesting to see what happens. So you're hoping Perry pulls up pretty big in New Hampshire.
New Hampshire, I don't think he's going to do that well, and obviously he's left here, but I hope he's going to do well in South Carolina. I think he's geared more for that.
Yeah.
I think it's a different election.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I agree with you. It's so nice to meet you, Pete Silva. Good luck in all your endeavors, and thank you so much. Appreciate you stopping by. Thanks. All right, he was one of the fun people that we got a chance to meet when we were on the road with America Tonight. And you could tell, you could hear the passion in Pete's voice that he wants to pursue. And that's great. That's the kind of people we need in this country. People that aren't afraid to go after the brass ring, so to speak, and keep the efforts, keep moving locally, and then see where they go from there, if they go on to other heights or end up just moving up the chain in their own states. Then I think we'd be in a much better situation. You know, it's interesting in looking back and reflecting on what he thought was going to happen there with Perry, which did not happen. There was absolutely a push for Perry for some people, and that's what made the election, I think, so unique. There were, at the start, if you remember, if we go way back to the beginning of New Hampshire, and the people that thought that they were going to have a real crack at winning the nomination, and then ultimately what ended up happening with Romney getting it. I think here on America Tonight, we kept saying, you know, the inside track is absolutely to Mitt Romney. I mean, he's the guy who's going to get this, but yet there were so many interesting stories along the way, and one of them was absolutely the story of the other guys. And one of the other guys was the governor of Texas, who I never understood how he started to gain some momentum, because frankly what we were hearing in the state of Texas and knowing what Rick Perry was all about, he really didn't have national chops. He had a couple of issues to stand on, but he didn't have the national chops. Something that's happened of late that I wanted to throw in here, since we've got a political segment and talking about some of the people we met along the way, is this push now to limit, to go back to term limits, to look at term limits. And there's a group called Citizen Legislator. It's a nonpartisan, nonprofit that is pushing for congressional term limits. They're actually doing the first national campaign for a constitutional amendment since the failure of the one in 82. And I was actually looking at their website. Somebody sent me a link. The state coordinator, and they have a whole bunch of every state. They've got coordinators. They're looking at making something happen in 90 days, trying to push to get this to become a reality, breathing new life into it, pushing for congressional term limits. Like I said, first big-time campaign for a constitutional amendment since the very slim failure, if you remember, of the ERA in 1982. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly. 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
From the shotgun. Blitz pressure coming. His pass is intercepted at the 10 and carried in for a touchdown for the Cincinnati Bengals. Carlos Dunlap may have just sealed the deal here in Cincinnati.
Jets with a four-man rush. Back to throw Fitzpatrick. Sets up the screen. Middle of the field to C.J. Spiller, and he's loose at the 40. At midfield. Blitz the Jets safety. There he goes. To the 30. To the 20. 10-5. Touchdown Buffalo. C.J. Spiller. A little middle screen. And he turned on the afterburners and simply outran the Jets to give the Bills the lead back.
Hunt with the backfield empty. Back to throw. Sets up. He's going to throw one down the middle.
T.Y.M. He's going to score. T.Y.M. stretching me at 70 yards on a touchdown throw from Luck. No hold, please. 27-16.
Perfect. Wilson is going to throw. He's looking. Now he's going to scramble left side. He's going to go in. Touchdown. Touchdown. Russell Wilson on a flag down on the far side of the field.
10:40 to go in the game. A pitch to Morris. Running left. Nice cut. Across the 25 to the 20. Up the middle. 50-5. To 10 at their own 29. Tosses it out. It is picked off. Rob Jackson with the interception. Third interception by Romo. And Rob Jackson gets it done with 3 minutes to go.
Hand off Adrian up the middle. Bumps it out to the right. He's to the 25-30. Now he's run for more than 2,000 yards. He's running back immortality out of bounds at the 40-yard line. It's a run of 20 yards for Adrian Peterson. And that gives him 2,009, making him the seventh player in NFL history to run for 2,000 yards. Hand off Adrian to the left. Gets through the line of scrimmage. Bumps it out to the 30. Cuts it back to the 25. Inside the 20. And he's tackled at the 11-yard line. That's a 26-yard run for Adrian Peterson, who is 8 yards shy of Eric Dickerson's single-season mark. It's a 29-yard try, left hash. Snap good, spot down. Right-footed rookie kick is up, and it is good! Blair Walsh kicks the Minnesota Vikings to the playoffs!
The Vikings. Vikings, one of the big stories, Week 17 in the NFL. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, we're rounding that final curve and giving you the NFL wrap, if you will. So the Vikings controlling that destiny for the sixth and final playoff berth. You heard the call there. Adrian Peterson fell short of the single-season rushing record set by Eric Dickerson back in 1984 by just 9 yards. But for the second consecutive week, the team beat a quality opponent with postseason on the line, baby. There's some irony in this, and I'm going to tell you about it in a second. In the NFC, the Sunday night game, which is, by the way, the highest rated television in all of the land for 2012. Everybody and their brother is watching Sunday night football. The Washington Redskins played spoilers of the Dallas Cowboys playoff hopes. 28-18 at FedEx Field in D.C. Robert Griffin III, RG3, as he is affectionately known, is now legendary, and he was incredible in this game. He was one of the reasons why they did so well, but also another rookie, the running back for the Redskins, Alfred Morris. He had 33 carries, 200 yards, and 3 touchdowns, and the Redskins win the NFC East. So if we look at the playoffs, the wild card matchups that are coming up, because, of course, then you mix in byes and all of that, but this is the way the calendar looks, just so you have it. On January 5th, on Saturday, the Vikings will take on the Green Bay Packers. Ooh, a redo. Well, this is playoff. So 8 o'clock East Coast time, that game kicks. On Sunday, the Seahawks take on the Washington Redskins. That's at 4:30. These are East Coast times. That'll be an interesting one. Also on Saturday, the Bengals take on the Texans. We're going to NFC, then AFC. The Bengals take on the Texans. That's a 4:30 kick. On Sunday, the Colts, and you heard that the Colts call there. The Colts take on the Ravens. That's a 1 o'clock kick. Wow. And the rumors are flying about coaches who are going to be fired, including Andy Reid after a dismal season for the Philadelphia Eagles. But this just starts to cover what happened. Matt, since you're a Vikings fan and you're the glue of this show, I know you had to be on the edge of your seat. I was thinking about you during the game because that just takes your breath away what happened with the Vikings because they almost lost it.
It was a very, very stressful game to watch because we were dominating the entire first half of the game, and then it was like the last few seconds of the first half and then the beginning of the second half just all went away, and all of a sudden you're left with this, you know, the Packers are within 3 points of us and we've been dominating the entire game. Then you had the stuff with the challenge flag on the turnover down by the goal line, and I don't know how that went in the Packers' favor, but that's just how things seem to go. When you're a Minnesota fan, things always go against you. We're used to that. I had all my buddies and myself, we were all prepared to lose that game because that's just what seems to happen. You never want to get your hopes up too high around here because you always get crushed. So we were very much on the edge of our seats, and I was very thankful that we won, and I was so hoping that Adrian Peterson would get the record on a game-winning touchdown, but we pull up and call a timeout and get the field goal instead, but end up with a W and you're in the playoffs and rematch next Saturday night at 8 Eastern.
Yeah, how can you complain about that? Peterson almost hits that record we just talked about, and the Vikings are in, taking on the Cheeseheads and the fans with that rivalry. It couldn't be better than that. I mean, you get in, and now you go for it again and see what happens. So it's going to be tough. I think it's going to be a very tough game, but I give the Vikings a good chance to pull this out. They have that momentum. If they can bottle that up and focus on just doing what they have to do, they have a chance, I'd say. Definitely.
They definitely have a chance, and Ponder played decently well. I think there was a couple times where I didn't know what he was doing, where he was about to get sacked and he's flinging the ball up in the air. It luckily came down in our favor, but there's lots of work that needs to be done, and I don't know. I'm very nervous for next week, but I'm also anticipating a great game.
I think it'll be a great game. There were some other things that happened to end the season. There were some terrible terrible seasons for lots of teams, including Buffalo. They trounced the other New York team, the Jets, but both of them are not in the playoffs. 28-9 was the final score there. The Bills eked that one out. And then if you look down at the fates and fortunes of others, the Bounty Hunters, oops, did I say that? New Orleans beaten by Carolina, 44-38. Sean Payton does get a contract, though. He comes back as the head coach of the Saints. They'll be able to straighten things out, I think, next season. The Giants smash Philadelphia. Philadelphia firing their coach. It should be probably released, if it's not already released by now. It should be released by tomorrow. But the final score, the Giants, like I said, trouncing Philadelphia. The final score was the final nail in the coffin, I think, for Andy Reid. He couldn't pull it out. It was a terrible season, and Philly has been the almost ran, coulda, woulda, shoulda team for so long. He had some great success there, but sometimes you need to make a change, and they needed to make this change absolutely. 4-12 was the kind of season that they had. It was very rough as an Eagles fan to suffer through that. It's a good time to remind you that while the season has wrapped up, Nail the Score hasn't. It's really fun to do it in the playoffs, especially because everybody's really hyped up about what's happening. So we have our NTS going on during the playoffs. I don't know what the game's going to be. Who knows? The computer will randomly pick it. And remember, you've got buys and teams waiting to see what happens with the wild cards. For example, you look at teams that deserve to be where they are because they had such a hot run all the way through. Like, you look at the number one seed from the NFC, Atlanta Falcons. They were 13-3. And we're the South champs. You look at San Francisco, they were the West champs in the NFC, 11-4. And you know the seeds from there. We've told you about the Packers and what's happening there. The Washington Redskins completing out the scenarios. And when you look at the AFC and the top seeds for the AFC, the Broncos, 13-3 AFC West champs. How about that? The Patriots, number two seed in the AFC, AFC East champs. The Texans are the AFC South champs. They were 12-4. And if we rounded things out, we already told you about the Ravens and their big game coming up. They were 10-6 on the season. How about that? It's going to be a crazy wild card matchup weekend in our future, just a handful of days away. So don't forget about Nail the Score Wednesday into Thursday. Be there. Make sure you check in with us. We only do it for 3 segments in our third hour.
Soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.